News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jimmy Morgan here from the Department of Public Safety, along with Cindy Kovar from AgriLife Extension. And Jimmy, the first thing comes to my mind when you're here in March or April are the blue bonnets.
Yes, they look, and then Indian paintbrushes. They look good this year. I didn't think we was going to have any for a while, but they're blooming now.
They're terrific. In fact, Patrick told me this afternoon that there's a really big carpet of them on 6 between here and Waco. So
right. There are some favorite spots. The only thing we ask when wanting to take pictures or pull over the side of the road, try to find you a safe spot. Don't be going to the shoulder on a hill or a curve. Somebody may want to use that shoulder. So find a good area where it's where people can see you. Try to get as far as off the roadway that you can. Make sure you're not opening your door into the roadway. Obviously, you're going to have probably kids with you and stuff. We're concerned about kids getting out of cars, especially on open roadways. Try to find you a highway that the traffic is not congested like we see out here today. But and also, certainly when you get out of the car, we are telling parents, please go over the area and make sure we don't have rattlesnakes, fire ants, and all that kind of stuff before you start sending the kids out there.
Another thing that I was wondering about, particularly on the four lanes, because the shoulder, some parts of six, for instance, has the improved shoulder to the right and has the white marking. Mm-hmm. On the left side, you have the yellow lane. So can you park off on the left shoulder, or are you supposed to park on the right shoulder on the four lane?
Well, you probably can do that, but we kind of refrain from you going to the inside. We'd like you to be to the right side of the highway. That's always the best side, I say. But because entering back to the roadway seems to be a problem, and I think you're going to probably be more create of an accident if you go to the inside. So we prefer you go to the outside and pull completely off the shoulder.
Also respect the landowners, too.
That's true. And like I say, when you're getting back in, make sure you signal to let people know that you're trying to enter back into the roadway.
All right. More with Jimmy in a moment. Let me bring Cindy Kovar in with AgriLife Extension because it's seatbelt safety time.
Yes, sir. Bill.
And what do we have going on?
Well, I want to talk to you about encouraging parents to keep their children in car seats. All children need to be in a car seat until they're 4'9". So that, on an average child, is about 11 years old. And so that's a lot older than we often think. But cars are designed for grown-ups, and kids are not the same size as grown-ups. So even just a booster seat boosts their little bodies up just enough so that seat belt will fit them properly.
You've also handed me a postcard called Please Be Seated Brazos Valley.
Yes, sir. That's a program that we have that you can either pick up a postcard at. They're in all the libraries in the TxDOT 10 district area. They're also at the courthouses. Other entities have them as well. But you can pick up the postcard, or you can just go to our website at BrazosValleyInjuryPrevention.tamu.edu. And if you see a vehicle where the child is not restrained, you can write down their license plate number, where you saw the incident, and perhaps the time, if you remember to do that. And we'll send them a letter or just encouraging them, giving them literature on how to properly put their child in the car seats. And if they can't afford a car seat, we will even show them where to go to get a car seat. And so they don't get a fine or anything, but it's just trying to help keep children safe.
And let me point out that the postcard is addressed to the Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition, does not go from the sender right to the vehicle owner.
Well, it actually, we get their address from TxDOT, and then, but like I said, they don't get a ticket or anything. We don't want anybody to get in trouble. We're just trying to encourage people to put their children in car seats. We actually have a car seat checkup being sponsored by Passenger Safety, which is also underneath the AgriLife Extension umbrella, and that is coming up real soon. It's at April 26th. It's at the College Station Medical Center. They'll have a bunch of cones out there and stuff. It'll be real obvious where it is. It's on 1604 Rock Prairie Road is the exact address. That's 8:30 in the morning till 11:30 in the morning. That's a well-attended event. There will be hundreds of people out there. They will check your car seat to make sure it's properly installed. And if it's not, they will help you make sure that you leave a lot safer than you got there.
All right. Have we got all your bases covered?
Let me just give you a phone number and a web address. If they can't make that car seat event, they can go to buckleup.tamu.edu, or they can call our office at 979-862-4658 if they want their car seat checked. There's no charge, so there's no reason why, if you're not sure or you just want to be on the safe side, that you can't make that phone call or go to the website.
And Jimmy, remind me, is a seatbelt offense a primary or secondary?
It could be a primary. You can be stopped in the state for the offense of not properly wearing. When I say not properly wearing a seatbelt, you can actually be pulled over if you're wearing that seatbelt underneath your arm. The law is clear by not only do you have to wear a seatbelt, but you have to wear the seatbelt or be in a child safety seat as the manufacturer intended to be worn. So we encourage people to look at that manual and make sure that you are properly wearing your seatbelt.
Got another minute or so. Anything else?
Well, you know, we're up to 758 on our death toll this year. We're averaging somewhere around 252 deaths per month, somewhere around 8.4 per day. So it's somewhere close to where we were the last couple of years. Obviously, we're always looking ways to make sure that we can lower that count, you know, as we continue to add people to the state. But the same contributing factors as I review fatal accidents around the district, unsafe speed, passing in the no passing zones, people falling asleep, distraction in vehicles. These are things that commonly come up when we're talking on these fatality accidents. So that's the things that message we're trying to get out and get people to slow down. Obviously, on the day to day, would have been a great day to slow down and increase that following distance so you're not involved in a traffic crash.
Do you want to keep those numbers as low as possible? And sounds like they're all things that we can do to help ourselves.
Absolutely.
Particularly when it comes to defensive driving, too.
That's
watch
correct.
Out for the other guy.
That's true.
Appreciate the visit, as always.
Yes, sir.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan, Cindy Kovar with AgriLife Extension with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.